This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week is off to a great start. I hope this episode finds you well. I hope you're doing good. You're staying out the drama, whatever chaos may be going on around you, stay out the negativity. Y'all, my cutoff game is so strong lately. When I feel people want to spark up a conversation about someone else, or they're about to rant and rave about something that has absolutely nothing to do with me, to do with growing or getting better, doing better in life, I will respectfully tune you out because you carry that stuff, you know? Your mood can change, your mind can also change when you constantly hear the negative that someone has to say. So protect your peace this week, protect your joy, swerve on everybody and everything that tries to test you this week. As I always say, PVO, positive vibes only this week. Speaking of joy, sometimes boo, when things start to go really well for me and I find myself in a good spot in life. Things are happening in my favor. I feel like God has picked up some of those calls from the main line that I've been hitting up and things are just working for me. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm like, something bad is going to happen because this is going too good. You know, have you ever done that? Like things are going so well. And you're feeling great. Everything is working out in your favor. You're starting to reap the benefits of hard work that you've sown, patience that you've sown, prayers that you've sown. And as soon as you start to feel good about yourself and feel good about your life and situation, somewhere in the back of your mind, you're like, nope, this is too good to be true. I was praying before I went to sleep the other night, and I had been praying about a couple of things that were starting to move in my life. I was waiting to hear some good news that I had been praying about. And in my heart, I'm like, you know what? It's all taken care of. Everything is good. It's going to work out. Feel that joy, Ashley. Feel that peace that you've been waiting for. And just as soon as I started to imagine myself getting that good news and my life changing in the best way possible and getting to another level in my life where God has once again blessed me, in the back of my mind, I'm like, watch something bad happens as soon as I get there. Things are going so well. What if my life falls apart? What if I lose someone I love? What if something bad happens? Do I sound crazy? I know I do, but this can't just be me. I feel like sometimes we've kicked and screamed and fought our way through the valleys of life that we don't even know how to stop and take a breath and look around when we've reached the tops of our mountains, that we are so used to pushing through that we don't know how to just stop and enjoy the fruit of our labor. That we are always waiting for the other shoe to drop because we are so used to things falling apart and not going our way. That when things finally do go our way and we do feel that insurmountable joy, that we can't even really enjoy it. And that's not cool. I had to stop myself when I was praying, like, whoa. Yes, we know with the good comes the bad and the bad comes the good, but that type of thinking is not of God, right? That's what a lot of people would call stinking thinking. When God is trying to bless you and you're looking for the terms and conditions of that blessing instead of just receiving it for what it is. I had to stop myself and tell myself, Ashley, joy does not come with terms and conditions. Blessings don't come with expiration dates. And that if God saw fit to bless me with something that I've been praying and working for, if my application was approved, if I got the job, if I got to go on that vacation, if I was able to have that baby or get that car or start that business, that God is not sitting in a dark room talking to his squad like, okay, gang, how can we all mess it up for her? You know, how can we ruin her life now that she's feeling great? She's finally starting to see the plans that we have for her. Let's throw her for a loop and screw up her life. No. And I know that sounds absolutely insane when I put it like that, but that's what we be thinking, boo. That is how we self-sabotage. When we count ourselves out of experiencing real joy and real happiness because we're waiting on something bad to happen. We're waiting on something to hit the fan and the fan don't even be on. And I'm just being dead honest with you, but that is how I think sometimes. When something amazing happens in my life, I am terrified that it's going to all blow up in my face eventually. So I try to, quote unquote, prepare myself by not allowing myself to really enjoy it. I try to soften this, quote unquote, blow by not being super attached to it. And that is self-sabotage, if I ever saw it. I learned that that is called having a poverty mindset. That is thinking and moving and operating from a place of lack, from scarcity, thinking that opportunities, blessings, the good times in life are limited, that blessings cannot be duplicated. And that can't be further from the truth, boo. The truth is, joy knows me on a first name basis. Blessings know me on a first name basis. Happiness knows my name, knows my phone number, and she has my address. They see me coming. They are always looking for me. And even if I get a little lost sometimes, they always end up finding me. That is what you have to start believing, boo. That whatever good thing you have right now, whatever good thing you've seen or done before, that it is not a once in a lifetime thing. That just as important as it is for me to hunker down and put my head down and fight for what I want, that it is just as important for me to stand up and breathe and expand and feel every bit of worthy and deserving when I finally get it. Joy knows you on a first name basis, sis. Blessings know you on a first name basis. Happiness knows your name. Act like it. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tomes was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Okay, boo, I am not a therapist and I can't go diagnosing anybody or telling people what's wrong with them, but I'd like to think that we all kind of relate to each other. And sometimes I feel like I go through things and I'll talk about it on the show, and some of you will DM me and be like, yep, sis, same. I feel the same way. So I'd like to think that we are more similar than we are different. And I think when we find ourselves feeling like this, like things aren't going to last, like we aren't going to be happy like we used to be, or that things will hit the fan as soon as things start to work out for us, I really think that comes from a place where we don't think we deserve that happiness. This is just my opinion, and I could be absolutely wrong, but sometimes I think we self-sabotage and we don't allow ourselves to really accept and receive the good things that come to us because we don't think that we deserve them. Like for some reason, it's beautiful and amazing for everyone else to succeed and excel and experience joy. But for us, in our minds, we're like, well, we're different, you know? We didn't have the same upbringing as that other person. We don't have the same mom or dad like that other person. We didn't have the same opportunities as they did. We struggled. Our families don't look like their families. A lot of us have trauma. A lot of us have some generational things that we are dealing with. We don't have the same financial backing. And because of that, for some reason, we don't feel like that same happiness, that same joy, that same peace is available to us too. That our lives can't be blessed like that too. That we can't be both parts strong and successful and soft and relaxed too. We say out loud, I am worthy of joy. I deserve to feel and be happy, but deep down, not ready to accept it when we receive it. Because we think we have to always be on, always be ready just in case things blow up in our faces, always be hustling, always be fighting and ready to pick up the pieces, and that's just not true. We deserve to feel pure joy and pure happiness with no strings attached, no terms and conditions, not waiting for the bottom to fall out. We deserve that. You deserve to feel safe in your joy. Sometimes I have to be like, okay, Ash, go touch some grass. Life is ghetto, but life can also be generous. And when it's giving generosity, that I am worthy and deserving of that generosity. That I deserve to feel amazing when I feel amazing. And that if God decides to blow my mind and change my whole life in the best way tomorrow, that just because he'll do it tomorrow, that doesn't mean he can't do it again and again and again after that. That I am allowed to feel safe when I feel joy. Because joy is not impoverished, sis. Joy is abundant. Blessings are abundant. Happiness is abundant. And that abundance is available to me. And yes, same for you too. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.